you all for joining us today here on Elevate, broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. This National Park College podcast highlights a different Nighthawk with each episode. We'll talk about their journey, challenges, key moments of success, their moments of elevation, leveling up, and overcoming. I'm Timothy Webb, your host, and I'd like to welcome to the program Mark Oliver, voice of the Nighthawks. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, Tim. Thanks for having me.
All right. Mark, how long have you been here at National Park College?
Tim, I would have just started year number 5 here for National Park College. I got my start right around the time that the Nighthawk brand really began with men and women's basketball in the fall of 2017. I was brought in by Jason Hudnall and Dr. Jerry Thomas to come in and voice the club basketball teams. I had reached out about the possibility of covering their intramural teams here at the college. I had just moved here from Conway, moved back home to Hot Springs, and they said, hey, we just started basketball. I sent them a mixtape of what I had done. They brought me on, and as you say, the rest is history.
All right. So we all know you as the voice of the Nighthawks, but what's your actual title here?
I'm the sports information director here at NPC.
Oh, that's cool. What all does that entail?
So, of course, obviously, I broadcast Nighthawk athletics on the Nighthawk Network on YouTube. I'm also a large part of social media here for all the Nighthawk athletics accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. I also am in charge of writing press releases that you might see in the newspaper or on the NP website. And I'm also responsible for doing the video interviews with the student athletes that you may see online.
Wow, that's a lot, Mark. You ever get any sleep?
I do. But, you know, to be honest, this line of work really drives me. I'm one of maybe few people out there listening that can say that, hey, I come to work and I really enjoy what I do. I love what I do here.
Right. And that's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
With all those different tasks, what are some of the challenges that you face?
Well, obviously, things are continuing to grow here at National Park College, which is a great problem to have. But, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on all at once. You know, we just finished our fall season for the majority of our sports, cross country, soccer, even baseball and softball having their fall exhibition seasons. And everything was all going at once. It makes for a busy time for me out there. So a lot of people will come up and say, hey, are you doing okay? Because they'll see me running around campus, pulling my little blue wagon along or out at the Majestic or at Hot Springs High or wherever my travels take me to cover these teams. But I would say I wish that there were two of me sometimes, because there is a lot that goes into it. But it certainly, like I said before, it's a passion project of mine, and I'm very happy to be out there doing it. I may be breaking a sweat, but I promise you I'm having a good time.
So, Mark, you ever make any mistakes as far as terminology or pronunciations or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, I think any broadcaster will make mistakes, and I think the challenge for that broadcaster is how well you can conceal that on a broadcast. I might get a pronunciation of a name wrong. I think that's maybe a common challenge that I might have on game day. And if I slip up here or there, you know, you just kind of work through it and run with it. You know, thankfully, in a lot of these sports, the action is so fast-paced and always moving that I don't think your listener really catches on to things like that, and they're more concerned about, you know, what kind of picture that you're painting for what they can't see, what they're not there in person to see.
Mark, you ever run into any voice issues having these long days where you're doing 2 to 3 to sometimes even 4 games?
I could say that that's a possibility, sure. You know, there have been times even here recently where I might broadcast 2 to 3 games in a single day. And, you know, for baseball, we love our doubleheaders. For softball, we love our doubleheaders. And for someone in my position, that could make for quite a long day. And sometimes the challenge may be I may start my day at Majestic Park doing baseball. Then I've got to run across town and find wherever we're playing soccer, and then we may finish with the basketball game at the end of the evening kind of thing. So, you know, there's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of logistics, travel, and of course, a voice can only take so much without you know, maybe needing some rest here and there. So I would say maybe that's one of the big challenges. And I've been doing this now for 14 years total in my career. So I've kind of learned some of the ways to mitigate some of that stress on my vocal cords.
Yeah, you've strengthened up that voice, I'm sure. You touched on this a little bit, Mark, but how did you get to National Park and what obstacles did you have to overcome?
Well, my story is kind of a deep one. You know, growing up as a kid right here in Hot Springs, I loved sports growing up. I was a big baseball guy, loved the White Sox, Frank Thomas. And as a kid going to school out here at Mountain Pine from kindergarten through 12th grade, that was my dream. I was going to be a professional baseball player. I was going to make it big to the big leagues, play for the Sox, make millions, and live a worry-free life, right? But of course, it doesn't always work out that way, does it? I played baseball for 4 years for the varsity team for Mountain Pine, and then I made my way to UCA after high school with the plan to walk on for the Bears. Now, my freshman year, landing in Conway, I'm roughly 5'11", 120, and I'm just not a baseball body at that point, and it was very obvious very quickly that that dream wasn't going to happen. And boy, you know, you have these plans in place, you think you know where your life is going to go, and then all of a sudden, boom, curveball and a major roadblock. So I was a freshman in college, and all of a sudden I didn't know what I was going to do anymore. So my playing days were done, and I had a roommate in college. His name was Jason. And he was just kind of trying to pick me up one day. He's like, "Hey, man, listen, I don't know if you know, but there's a radio station here on campus, and they let you go in and make your own music shows. Why don't you go down there and see if there's something down there for you?" So I went to the radio station, KUCA, on campus at UCA, and met a couple of guys that really changed my life. Monty Rowell and Steve Owens, they were the director and the assistant director of the radio station. They also did play-by-play for UCA Athletics. Monty covered UCA basketball, men's basketball. Steve-O covered women's basketball and UCA baseball. And I shared my story with them, and I was kind of disappointed that things didn't really work out for me. I just really wanted to play baseball. That's what I wanted to do. And they really guided me in the direction of, "Hey, why don't you look at sports from a different angle? We can tell you're passionate about what you do. Why don't you look into the sports media side of things?" There was another student there at the radio station that I had met at the time named Levi Gilbert, and he and I combined forces to create a sports talk show at KUCA called The Sports Beat. To date, it's still the most successful student-run show at KUCA, more than 250 episodes, and we covered everything from the Bears to local high school sports in the Faulkner County area, and even some national sports as well. We had some really cool segments that I think really drove people to listen to us. We had Three Up, Three Down was at the beginning of our show, where Levi would focus on three positive stories in the sporting world that day, and I would focus on the three down, maybe negative or sad stories, controversial stories of the day. And then we'd always finish with our most favorite segment called The Face Off, which was a debate topic on big sports stories of the day kind of thing. And the way that The Sports Beat took off, really, in the eyes of my bosses, Monty and Steve at the radio station, I think showed them that I had the drive to give sports broadcasting a try. So 1 year as a birthday present to me back in 2008, Steve came to me and said, "Hey, pack a bag, we're going to Texas." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And so we drove down to Huntsville, Texas, down to Sam Houston State University. The Bears were playing a 3-game series there that weekend, and I got to do color commentary for the first time. And for me, I was hooked. I instantly knew that I had been following a dream that I thought I really, really wanted. But whenever you find what it is that you're destined to do, it's just like an awakening for you. Your eyes are open, and you know that you have found your true passion and maybe your true meaning in life, what you're supposed to do with your life. For me, that was sports broadcasting. At that point, after that moment, I would start filling in for Monty and Steve whenever they weren't available or they were double booked or something. I'd find myself doing play-by-play for UCA basketball, UCA baseball. And even after I graduated, they'd call me up and say, "Hey, can you come to Conway this weekend? We need your help." And I would jump in my car, definitely, let's go, grab a microphone and start the show kind of thing. And that led to a lot of great opportunities for me down the road. That's really how things started. But after graduation, I moved back home here to Hot Springs. I was working at 105.9 KLAZ. I was the night DJ for KLAZ for a number of years. And when our program director, Aaron Garrett, said, "Hey, I think I want to start incorporating sports into our sister stations," I said, "Yeah, sign me up." So quickly, I became the voice of Lake Hamilton baseball and softball in early 2010. And then that summer, I was approached by a guy named Lanny Beavers that said, "Hey, Fountain Lake High School just won the football state championship last year. They don't have a broadcaster. You in?" I said, "Definitely." Now, Tim, here's something that a lot of people may not know about that part of my story is whenever I was approached to announce high school football for the first time, you know, he asked, hey, do you know anything about announcing high school football? I didn't. I didn't know anything about high school football, but I knew, you know, sometimes when an opportunity strikes you, you just got to jump at it. So, you know, Tim, my Fountain Lake career probably began on a lie, and probably is a light way to say it. It did begin on a lie. And literally that night after I got off work, I drove down to the Hot Springs Mall where GameStop was located at the time, bought Madden for my Xbox, and I went home and started learning how to play football and learning the rules of football. Remember, I was a baseball guy and I was small, right? Super small. And that was never a thing for me. So fast forward, last week, I just completed my 13th season calling the Cobras on the radio with my color commentator, Tracy Simpson. Haven't missed a game in 13 years, 147 straight games. And boy, what a ride that's been.
Wow, that is amazing, Mark. I don't know if everybody realizes the power of saying yes. You didn't let the shattering of your childhood dream stop you or not knowing anything about football. You just seized the moment.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I found my passion in what I do, and I feel like I'm really good at what I do, and I put the time in to try to be the best at what I do, whether it's with the high school sports or my time at UCA or even my time here at National Park College, especially with the COVID years and all the challenges that that brought to everyone across the board. All the schools really started to pick up live broadcasting. And of course, we had already been doing it before COVID hit. But then it was a challenge for me and my team. How can we stay at the top of what we're doing? How can we stay ahead of the game? Because everybody else is starting to show up in the rearview mirror. And that's a challenge that I like. That's a challenge that kind of drives me. I'm very passionate about what I do and wanting to be the best at what I do. So I thrive on that.
Mark, your passion for sports and sports broadcasting really falls off you. I'm sure our listeners can hear it.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
So, is there any lessons that your position has taught you over the years?
You know, when I was in school, I've got a broadcast journalism degree from UCA. When I was in school, whenever they were teaching you how to do what I do, you know, they say things like, be neutral, don't get overly excited, be professional. And I think being professional is absolutely the most important part of that. But what I've learned in my time doing what I do is I think it's okay to be different. I think it's okay to go against the grain of even what you're taught in school there, because there are, like I said, with COVID, there's been an amp up in people that do what I do. And I think it's important to find your niche and find what makes you different. For example, I've been in the room or on the field with our student athletes in some of the biggest moments of their athletic careers. And in order to paint that picture in that moment for the listeners, for the viewers, I think it deserves passion and energy to be able to highlight that moment. And of course, for those athletes to go back and watch the video replay or, you know, listen to it on the radio again or what have you, that's a memento for them that they'll always cherish. And if it's a big moment, I believe that it deserves to have a big moment delivery as well. So do I get a little bit loud sometimes? Yeah. Do I scream into the microphone sometimes? Yeah, I do. But I do believe that it's okay to be different and to be unique, because when you're tuning into a broadcast, you may be there to see a family member or a loved one out there playing the game that they love, but you're also there to be entertained. And I think that there's a challenge that comes with knowing how to deliver each moment, watching how the game unfolds. Are we seeing momentum shifts? Are we seeing a rally? Are we seeing a comeback? And being able to use your voice to dictate that is a skill that's kind of acquired over the years.
Yeah, that's quite interesting, really, when you think about the specific skills that people develop in all different occupations. And we can understand you getting loud on the mic, because that National Park College kettle gets pretty loud in there sometimes. So Mark, tell us about the achievements you're most proud of.
You know, mentioning my time with Fountain Lake High School, 147 straight games. I don't know where that lies currently in terms of longest active streaks in the state of Arkansas, but if we are not the longest, we're close, and I pride myself on that. Probably the highlight of my broadcasting career so far was winning the Sully Award back in 2017, presented by the Little Rock Touchdown Club. For us broadcasters, it's kind of a holy grail item. It honors the top broadcast play call that year, and I was one of the very first people to ever win the award. And since winning it in 2017, I was honored as a finalist for the award 4 years after that. So 4 years in a row, so five total. And nobody on my level has ever won the award twice, but I've come really close. And one of my goals is to be the first to win it twice. So I proudly displayed that award here in my office here at NPC. You know, I've got some pretty hefty goals, and for where I want to be when my story is done. Of course, the Arkansas Sportscasters Hall of Fame is something that I would love to see myself in one day. And you know what? If there's a press box or a building named after me one day, I'd be okay with that too. You know, I put a lot of pride into my work, and I want to be able to do something with my life that will be long remembered even after my story is over. I have my favorite book of all time. Is called The Epic of Gilgamesh. It's one of those really ancient books that they force you to read in world literature classes. And that's where I found it in my time at UCA. And it's a story about a king that he's afraid of death, and he wants to find the secret to everlasting life. And on his journey looking for that, he determines that he cannot outrun his own mortality. So in turn, using the rest of the life that he has left, he decides to do good, do something good, so that whenever his story is over, he'll still be long remembered years after he's passed. And that's a story that kind of resonates with me, and I feel like it parallels to my story and what I want to accomplish with my career, that I kind of follow that same line.
Well, you seem to be well on your way, Mark, and I think a lot of people can relate to that story. It's a great story, ancient story, and nobody can outrun Father Time, not even LeBron James. So, Mark, Hot Springs is home for you. Is this your childhood home, and what was it like growing up here?
Yep, born and raised right here in NPC's backyard, about 5 minutes away from campus. What was it like growing up here? You know, I had a lot of fun as a kid. You know, I grew up playing baseball at the North Garland County Boys and Girls Club up in the village. On weekends, my mom would drive me out here to campus, and I would play tennis on the tennis courts, which is now the Dirks Building. I learned how to drive a car for the first time in the same parking lot that I park in today as an employee at the college. This city has certainly grown over the years, and I'm very proud to have called this place home, and being able to continue to represent this community by highlighting not only local student athletes here, but athletes from all across the world that have chosen to be here as part of their story as well.
So, Mark, you named a few people already, but is there somebody else you'd like to name and give a shout out to that was highly influential in your life?
You know, Tim, something that I always say, and I say it because I believe it to be true, being a sports broadcaster, to me, is a really easy job, but being married to one is not. So my wife and my family, they're my circle. They're my rock. I've got three wonderful boys, Michael, Benjamin, and River, my wife, Hannah. While I'm out living my dream at, you know, these late days at the Kettle or all across town with the Nighthawks or running around with whatever team I'm covering, a lot of the times they're back holding up the fort at home, you know, making sure the ship stays afloat. And I am forever grateful for that and the team that I have and the support that I have as I continue to follow my dream. Everything that I do for those people. I hope they know one day by, you know, seeing Dad work as hard as he does, it might inspire them to work just as hard to find something that they love to do with their life as well.
Absolutely, yes. Being a good role model for our kids is the most important job, isn't it? Mark, if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Boy, you're hitting me with the deep stuff today.
That's what we do here on Elevate. Take your time, but I think I know what your answer should be.
What do you think that is?
Study football.
Study football. You know, I'm going to go deep with this one, Tim. One of my biggest quotes that I live by is, it's always darkest before dawn. I have had my share of adversity throughout my career and even throughout my most recent years here. I would tell myself at a young age that life is going to throw you curveballs and life is going to get hard. and you're going to be faced with a choice. You're either going to be able to keep going or you're going to quit and give up. You are stronger than you think you are. And no matter what life throws at you, you're going to be able to step up and do it. You know, I think something that some may know about me, but maybe not everybody knows about me, is I'm a survivor of heart disease. I had a heart attack when I was 28 years old, had two stents placed in one of my arteries. And back in March of this year, I had open heart double bypass surgery to correct an aneurysm that was life-threatening at the time. I turned 35 in a hospital bed 3 days after my surgery. I fought as hard as I could every single day to get to where I am right now. And I'm still fighting to be better than I am right now. So to say that this year has been the hardest year of my life is probably an understatement. It's been a battle. And it's taught me a lot about myself, about those around me, and what I'm capable of whenever my back's against the wall. And I'm really proud to be where I'm at today. I am back at work. I am back behind a microphone and doing what I love. My goal is to continue improving myself so that I can continue doing this for as long as I can.
Yes, without question, man. And I can say I've seen you at all the sporting events, and you have not let it hold you back. It definitely shook off quite an obstacle there. Mark, other than announcing sporting events and being here at National Park College, what are some of your hobbies?
You know, I think a lot of my hobbies are just enjoying moments with my family. I'm away from them for so much during the athletic year. I've got three really great boys that love to do all the things that I used to love to do as a kid. You know, we'll get together, we'll play video games together. We love playing the Pokemon trading card game together. And those are things that we can all kind of bond with. We love being outside, and I just love spending the time to see them grow and see what kind of young men that they're going to develop into. So my biggest hobby outside of sports is probably my family.
Well, that's a great hobby, Mark. So tell us a little bit about your future plans.
You know, coming into National Park College, we talked about with the beginning of Nighthawk basketball in 2017, you might say, well, what was your five-year plan? My five-year plan was to get in the door here full-time, and I've achieved that, and I'm very grateful for that. And at this point, do I have a five-year plan for what's to come in the future? I don't know that I do. You know, I think at this moment, I would like to just kind of grow what I continue to do here. I'm happy to be here. I feel like I'm where I want to be. I'm representing my hometown, and I'm doing what I love to do. You know, my five-year plan probably involves some things that the student-athletes really need to help me with. I would like to be able to call a championship win for one of these teams here at National Park College. And that's something that I would really like to see happen. I'm happy to be where I'm at. This is home for me. And, you know, 5 years from now, I hope I'm doing exactly what I'm doing right now.
That's great, Mark. And you do such a great job. I know you'll be here for years to come. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with before we go, Mark?
Well, Tim, first of all, I just want to say thanks for having me in the chair. Really appreciate being here and talking about what I do. You know, at the heart of who I am, I'm a storyteller. Being able to share the stories of these student athletes is what really drives me. I live for this. We talked about some of the goals that I have, some of the things I hope to achieve one day. I believe that each of us is in the process of writing a book. And you may be at the beginning of your story, you may be somewhere in the middle, or you may be close to the end of your story. But when my story ends, whatever day that might be, I hope to be remembered as someone who loved what he did it his own way, by being a storyteller, by being a little bit different, and sometimes getting a little bit loud. And most importantly, I hope my family knows that, you know, all the hard work, all the sacrifices I've made to do what I do, everything is for them. I wouldn't be able to do it without their support.
Mark Oliver, it's been great listening to your passion today. Thank you so much for joining me here on Elevate today. We look forward to hearing your calls as we listen to the Nighthawks.
Thanks, Tim. Get them Hawks.
And thanks to all of you for listening to Elevate today from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released each Thursday. Special thanks to National Park College and the Sentinel Record for making this podcast possible. Until next time, this is Timothy Webb reminding you that every day is a chance to elevate.